By the way, you don't hear my headphones coming through my microphone, right?
I can't answer that insane question right now. I just don't.
You don't hear an echo,
don't,
though.
I just don't know. You can't hear my, it's like a fucking philosophical question. You can you hear my headphones coming through my, I don't know. I don't know.
I think
I don't
the answer
know.
Is no.
Something that I'm going to have to, it's the most insane thing you've ever said. Can I please start the show?
Can we leave that in?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can see what I have to deal with. That's like right before someone goes on stage to play Madison Square Garden. They come up to them and they're like, can cats think the way we think? What is going on? What?
They get like the weirdest pep talk of all time, I think.
Hello, New York! You're like, you're just, yeah. The guitar player's just ruined all night. He's like, I don't know if they can. Okay. My name is Mike Falick.
And I'm Deepu.
And every week, Deepu and I compete to see who is better at Facebook. Each week, we take turns hosting the show to tear down the other one on how Facebook goes.
This show is about two friends who can't stand.
Don't say friend.
This show is about
keep
two people.
Keep doing the ad. You know, don't do it. Don't do it. This is part of the ad now.
This
you know,
show
we're competing
is about
objectively.
Two people. Who can't?
Peyton Manning and another quarterback that I don't have a reference to be able to make are not friends.
All right, yes. Two people who can't stand each other's style, each other's outlook on life.
On social media, I'm fine with your outlook on life.
Oh, that's true. I think you're a great guy, too.
Oh, yeah, that's very sweet of you. But you can go to hell!
Yes. Go to hell
listen
podcast.
In as I join can. Us on the show that's about to start now. Let me do this. Yeah. Hey, are you a fan of sports or some shit? I bet you're a goddamn fucking sports fan. Maybe you want to play games. Well, have you heard of the Fire Fan app? Why don't you go to the App Store or the App Home Depot? There is no such thing. Go to the App Store and download the Fire Fan app. Use promo code Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, to get your free points and games. Nope, we got yelled at for saying it wrong. Get your free tokens by using promo code Haley, which will give you access to play trivia, fantasy, and other sportsy-ass games with your fucking phone with other people. That's Fire Fan App, promo code Haley. So I always drink during the show, Deepu. This is my how I'm gonna open it. Yeah. I have wine today, but I don't know if it's gone vinegary, and so I'm sort of in a paradox here where I have acid reflux as well, so if I were to chug, I don't know if it's really wine. If it's like it's right on the, it doesn't smell bad. It smells like it's the same, but I'm pretty sure it might have gone vinegary. So,
well, how long is what's the situation here? When did you
days.
Open it?
2 days, but the bottle totally sealed.
Was it in the fridge?
It's red, so no.
Okay, I don't know anything. I don't know that much about wine, so. Two days seems like a stretch. I think next day you got
to
finish
it. It is a stretch. It is, yeah, if it was tomorrow, I would say definitely no. It's definitely gone bad. But today, it's right on the cusp. It doesn't smell vinegary. You know, when you opened it, it had a little tinge of vinegar because, like, you know, the wine on the side. But the messed up part is that the sensation in my throat because I have acid reflux, if it was just vinegar and if it was alcohol, is the same. So I'm going to have to drink, like, a significant amount of it before I find out whether I'm getting sick the way I want to get sick or whether I'm getting sick from, you know, intense heartburn.
Well, I mean, if you have to go and barf, just say the key word that we planned beforehand.
But
and,
but I won't know what kind of barf it is. I'll have to do, like, regular intervals of tests.
No, you'll either be drunk or you'll be vomiting acid from your stomach.
My superpower.
By the way, I just want to say, thank God the Marlboro man came in and did the ad for us. Wasn't he great?
Yeah, right? Wasn't that great? He was awesome on that. Oh, that's the other voice I could have used. It's like when I was growing up, the person that would always fuck with me was like these people that thought they were, I say it as a woman because that's who the people in my life were that acted this goddamn way. But like these people that are like, like, oh, I'm a tough cookie. Like, I don't, you're not gonna, you can't trick me with your bullshit. I'm the queen mistress of bullshit. Like, you're not gonna trick me. You're not gonna fool me. Everybody else falls for your tricks. That person, Deepu, mm-hmm. I've already tricked. If you're giving me that speech, I've already, like, you're not gonna trick. I'm smart. I don't care what the other people think. You're a bad apple, and you could go. You can. I don't give a shit. I'm a smart one. You're not gonna bullshit me. Now here's your note to go pick up your dinosaur pet at church. I'm so sorry it's sick. Now don't try and bullshit me. All right.
Oh my God! I think I just found this winning lottery ticket on the floor. You wanna play
yeah.
with me?
Yeah. Hey, lady. Hey, lady who's mean to me and thinks I'm a bad apple. Why don't you go fucking whitewash my fence? I'm Tom Sawyer. You already got tricked. Stop thinking you're so fucking smart. Deepu, introduce the show.
This is Omega Saga, Mike Edition Alpha, with Mike and Deepu. This is Go to Hell Podcast, and let's bring in the intro music.
This is from Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers. Hello, my children. How are you all today? I'm, of course, doing my very offensive Irish accent because I have been called the patron saint of Facebook likes. That's right. Unprompted, Deepu, you goddamn piece of shit. Somebody called me the patron saint of Facebook. They called me a saint of Facebook because I met them. They were a random person, and I said, you know, hello, we talked. And I then said, prepare to receive the gift of Michael, which was that I give people tons of likes.
Wow.
And she yeah. I'm going to say her name. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say her name much wronger than it's supposed to be said. Then I'm going to say it closer to the way it's said so that she'll forgive me for pronouncing her name wrong. Okay?
Okay.
Her name is, I'm going to try this first time. Now, oh boy, I hope I don't mess it up this first time. Her name is Briggly Kamringeringer. Oh no, that's not it. It's Brittany Kleinschnitz. See, now if I get the second one really close, it feels much better. So thank you, Brittany, so much. I am obviously a saint. I accept. I guess that's my first miracle. Or no, I'm already a saint. I guess I've already done my three miracles.
If you're alleging that you're Catholic, then I wouldn't be too happy about that.
I don't care who's going to call me a saint. It's a great title. Like, stupid David Bowie rejecting knighthood. What's wrong with you? Just take it.
Some saints do
There's
things
no
that,
obligations.
Some saints do things that you wouldn't be too proud of, Mike.
I'm not proud of almost any of them. But it doesn't matter. Someone calls you a demigod, you take that, Deepu. You just take it.
Oh, believe me, I do.
Yeah, you know, I don't care. Whatever religion it is, I take it. You know, that's all I'm looking for. So patron saint, so the symbol of Michael is like a thousand notifications. Yeah, because despite what you want to think, and despite what a few fucking outliers think, mm-hmm. Welcome to the show where we talk about Facebook and the problems with it and how to use it. But despite what you want to allege, and despite what, out of thousands, what a few outliers say, people like being approached randomly for friendship. People like getting likes. They don't care what they're for. They just like them. That is what I'm alleging uh-huh. on this episode.
Sure. Okay. I'm not gonna argue with you every second of the way. I'm gonna just let you go because I'm
You're not gonna argue with me being a saint. You realize that you could question my sainthood if you're not gonna argue with it. I am a saint. It's a pretty big deal.
Well, I mean, I want to hear some of these points that you want to make first before. Let's jump right.
You know what? No, I want to save that segment for the end, because I was gonna go into whatchamacallit, the letters to the debtors,
the predators,
letters to the predators. Can't
Caw!
Even.
Caw!
Well, we're not doing it now. Caw! Do you want to do it now?
No, that's the trigger. I have to make the noise.
You have to do it. First, let's talk about a few things here. One, let's talk about what you said on the show last week.
What did I say? The truth? You're going to say you have a problem with the truth.
I'm just trying to think of... all right, well, let me say it to you this way.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people in this world, especially on Facebook, afraid to say what they want.
A lot of people in this world. I've talked about this on the show.
Okay. Like, you want likes, Deepu. I think you're afraid to ask for what you want.
No, I don't want them. If I get them, I grin slightly. But that's it.
Here's the thing I want. You know what? Fuck it. We got to go to this segment early. Predators to the predators. Because this is so relevant to what I'm going to talk about today. So let's skip to it right now. We normally do this segment at the end, where each week me and Deepu take a question sent to us through Facebook about etiquette on Facebook, and we answer it and debate it, usually very shortly. But I'm going to take a lot of my episode here, pull the trigger, and talk about it. I'm going to give my retort in a short 5 minutes, but I want to talk about more about it. So what we talked about in the last Letters to the Debtors was a long series of messages that I got where talking about me friend requesting people randomly, and that then people get upset about it, and then they message each other saying, like, how do I know this person? So this person was saying, like it's weird that you're doing that. And she asked me to stop this anonymous person, to which I, of course, said, like, you know, no. but this person was great, and they didn't care. They were just like, yeah, like it is weird, but like they were fine with this. This person was fairly reasonable. But I'll give you one more point to your cause, Deepu. Someone else in the week approached me and called me creepy because I was they didn't have their friends listed, so when I was liking pictures of theirs, there were the list of people that liked pictures that I thought were similar to my interests, and I friended those people. And this person went on a very mean tirade about how that's creepy.
Whoa.
So I'll give you even more ammo.
Jesus.
Than
that. It's like I was telling the truth the whole time.
Okay, again, I'm going to get to the fucking statistics in a second. But I'll give you more facts because Lizzie Mazzucchelli of my other podcast on a different network. I won't say other networks.
That's classy. I like that.
Thank you. She says to me that her friends were messaging her saying, like, who is this person that friended me? And here's how I want to respond to this idea of that. Just randomly friending people. This other person accused me because she's a podcaster. She was saying, you know, you can't just friend people in my normal life. My normal life and my podcast life are totally separate. So if I'm going to use this, my five-minute response like we do, here's my five-minute response for the Letters to the Predators section, where we take your Facebook questions and figure out the right way to deal with them, or inject our own philosophy, because there is no right way. Now, remember, when I say this, I am, of course, the patron saint of likes. So remember that. Thank you, Brittany Kleinschnitz. So, do you want to give me a dirgel hymn?
Yeah, I could do a little Gregorian and give you a little soft bed on the bottom.
Okay, but Deepu, before you do it, and this is my problem, I was about to help you. The Halo theme song is copyrighted, so okay. I think we should maybe avoid it, because I know both of us are just going
to. I was about to jump in. You're absolutely right. That's the first thing anyone wants to do a chant of as a guy.
I was about to do it. I can't do it. Okay, no dirgel hymn. Okay. Here's my five-minute response. Okay. Don't. It's throwing me off.
Dude, I literally can't hum a different song.
I said it, definitely not either. but
wow,
my five-minute response is that I think for the first time in history, people have had to live publicly and have not considered what that means. You know, I really was hoping when we made this show, Deepu, that we weren't going to have to go into, as doing entertainment and things like that. But I think it's, you know what, I'll say it as a company too. You know, this is something that every business, because that's the way I look at it, is that it's not my, I don't have a personal, like, that's okay. Sorry, I'm all over the fucking place because this is
no,
so
I'm right
hard
there
to
with
tackle.
You. I get what you're saying.
It's, if you're a company, right?
Yeah.
And you make an advertisement with you, let's say you're fucking
you know, Jimmy's Hondas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got your name in it, right? It's Jimmy's Honda. So you're on the commercial like, hi, I'm fucking Jimmy. Buy some goddamn Hondas, right? But right. But
not very convincing.
Maybe not the best copy. But, you know, you're Jimmy and you realize, like, I'm going to have my name in it. This is like my business being very public, buying this advertisement. And that's a choice that business people have. Let's make her, it's Janie's Honda, so that we're not saying that only men can buy businesses. So Janie's Honda, mm-hmm. You know, she's saying, oh, you know, I'm putting my business out there and this is like a big deal and we have to have all of our ducks in a row and I can't just put my name out there. That's a decision that business people
hey, I got a great question. This is just
forever.
To cut you off. Just to
cut
you
me off.
Off.
Please do.
Okay. So you mentioned how this business person is choosing to live in a public light, in a public way, at least to some degree.
By
right?
having a commercial.
Right.
And having their name on it.
Let me ask you something.
No, let me get to the point first. I know what you're going to say. So let me get to the point first. I want to stop you.
Okay.
But the idea of then that car dealership having a personal profile on in the public forum, having mm-hmm. like a personal public profile, just listen to that. That makes no sense. I mean, you realize that, right? Like, I think that we have this, I have this great perspective. I'm not being modest here. I think that I have a unique perspective. It might not be good. Obviously, in this case, I've offended some people, so it's not great. But you know what I mean? I can't call it great. It's unique. But I think that there's a point here to say that I think people on Facebook don't really realize how insane the idea of a personal public, like, it's not even, it's like jumbo shrimp. Like, I can't even explain it any more simply than, you know, saying the words. It is a personal public profile. It makes no sense. It's a paradox. What were you going to say? Because I think I know what you want to say, so I wanted to get to that.
If you predicted that I was going to say this, you really know me too well.
Okay, I've written it down on this envelope. Ed, hand me the envelope. That's a Carson joke for only me and Deepu.
I liked
ahead.
That. That was good. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, you know, it's the holiday times, and so Carson, I practice a lot around this times, because it's slightly different than Bing Crosby. And then right from Bing Crosby, it slides right up into Garrison Keillor and then down into Ed Sullivan.
So the point I was trying to make mm-hmm. is, so you talked about this Honda salesman. He's choosing to have part of his life, part of her life in the public realm, right? So, is there anyone that isn't in the
public? Sip number three of wine! Still feels gross in my throat. It might be vinegar. I might switch. Sorry, go on.
My question is, who in our society is not public in some way? Because I thought about this a lot.
Facebook.
I've thought about this a lot.
I joined Facebook 6 weeks ago because I didn't like the way the app worked before then, and we'd started this project.
Yeah,
so
but
I don't know what you mean by that. You have an absolute choice. You have a choice. There are plenty of people
grid?
That don't have a web presence.
Can you give me an example of someone who's completely off the grid?
No, that's a paradox.
Okay, well.
Obviously, I can't list an example of a mystery person.
You can't name anonymous
people?
It's
a religious fallacy. And as a saint, I therefore will answer.
But I can't be wrong either. Anyway, so that was something. That's the point I was trying to make, but apparently it didn't even make any sense.
Why?
So.
What do you mean a completely off the grid person? But off the gridness has nothing to do with it. You have the option. Let me just say this. And so that was my 5-minute answer to Letters to the Predators. This was Letters to the Predators. But going off of that answer, which is normally at the end of the show, send us your Facebook questions. We're full up now. We're like full for weeks now. So make sure to find us on Facebook. I'm Phallic Real Mike and Deepu's Deepu Gill? Two L's, right?
You know, professionally, I've been just going by Deepu. Like, you know, it's just one name. Like Sinbad.
Can people find you just searching Deepu, shithead?
Can't they? I mean, I changed my name to Deepu Comedy in a lot of the social media accounts, so that kind of comes up.
Here's the thing. I don't see having a personal account and having a, entertainment account. That's bullshit. As far as I'm concerned, you're on the internet. There are plenty of options.
No, I treat
to
them all the same.
Able to be,
I don't
to
have
be...
any. I don't have like separate worlds. I'm with you. Like I get it.
So I don't get this whole thing that this person's like. How do, like she had the option? This person that yelled at me of turning off the list of likes as well. You don't have to do you know that? Here's a fucking point for that person. You don't have to let people like things. You are doing it for some amount of public vanity. I don't care what you're saying, is that either you didn't know you couldn't shut it off, and that's not my fault, because I've understood as a business person that when you go into the public realm, you're there, baby. Mm-hmm. It's an open door, revolving door. It goes in and it comes out. It's not one way. But you didn't take the time to be responsible enough to say, I don't want people to even see my other friends. So no, because that's an option on Facebook. I have friends on Facebook who I still don't know, but they are my friends on Facebook, that they have it where you can't like anything, where no one can like anything, or you can't see anything in their profiles. And again, with these, with my peer, Lizzie, her friends, you know, I think that there is something to me in my unique perspective, not thinking about wearing out that mutual like, that someone's going to see Lizzie when I click something. Make sure to check out Lizzie Mazzucchelli. I think it's more indicative of
this. It's weird that she's coming at you about this.
She didn't come at me. I asked her about it. Oh. She didn't tell me about it. She was very nice. She was sweet. I was talking about this whole experiment with her, and she was saying about the other perspective. And again, I also don't take offense to anything anyone says about my public persona, because it's there for other people. And again, we're talking 3,000 friends. Remember, my goal is to get the 5,000 cap by New Year's.
I got an idea, because you might be scaring some people with your name on Facebook, because it doesn't look like an actual name. It's your name backwards and
again,
with a fake middle name.
Again, small outliers. Even if that's true, we're talking less than 0.5%. We're talking three experiences where people have heard of it out of 3,000 friends, which means it's not relevant to the process.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
It means while I'm being very nice and dealing with the not so silent minority, but I can ignore it. I don't even have to address this issue because it's not real. Let's take a quick ad break because we need some comedy-ness. and we'll come back with the second half of the show. We've got Yelp. We've got more on this, and I'm gonna. And then we're going to do more of your questions, I think. Let's go to Mike and Deepu. Shout your shit.
Mike and Deepu, shout your shit.
So as you heard at the beginning of the... Hey, Deepu, how's it going? Welcome on to the show as a cast member, not just as a producer. How's producing going so far?
The chains of labor have been lifted off my back. It's great to be your cast member now, as you're calling it. So,
not sure how I feel about chains of labor in sitting there and really just prompting me every once in a while.
Yep.
I'm sure that does sound tough.
It is. It's grueling work. And
so, today's sponsors on the show, as we mentioned at the top of the hour, big supporters of the show, Fire Fan. The app is now available. Go to the App Store and download Fire Fan. And we have big news, don't we, Deepu?
Yes, we do. We now have a league made for us and our fans, so you can play with us.
So this, as I mentioned on the last show, I only play on Thursday. So this Thursday, if you want to play along with me, go to the league named Haley is a Dog, which is, of course, the website we have been using to promote the show. Thank you so much to Fire Fan for sponsoring the show. They just bought a bunch more spots on the show, and we're really happy. It's a cool idea, and we're happy to tell people about it. And it's making me have to actually pay attention to sports games.
So get the app. Get the app. It's called Fire Fan. Look for
Fire Fan, and it's like, how would you describe it? Because I thought while my voice in the beginning was great, I don't know if you guys could tell, but I went off copy to describe what the app does.
Well, basically,
how would you describe it, Deepu? As being better at it, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as a cross between bar time trivia and fantasy sports. You know, right before a game, you kind of just look at, you know, injury report for your favorite team or whatever game you're going to bet or play questions on. You know, look at the injury report, see who's in, see who's out, make your last-minute guesses. Are they going to score 30 points total? You know, who's going to fumble first? is going to be
a safe... You're just describing sports things. This is not how you use the app. You're just saying sports stuff.
Yeah, but these are the questions that they ask you.
Like, but that would have been good rather than you sort of said it as if, like, just things people wonder about sports. Like, those are things you have to predict. You can't just be like, is the ground wet? Where's the game? How many people are there? Who's driving? Where did you park? Like, you can't just say shit about sports. You have to explain what you're saying. So either way, we're gonna be playing this week. Come join us, and we'll be doing a full review of our league next week to find out how it went. Other sponsor of the show today, Girls Like Kai. Girls Like Kai is a band. They make music. Have you heard of it, you dummy? You're not dumb because you're listening to the show. I'm dumb because I don't know enough about music to aptly describe stuff. But wait, why describe it using dumb, unbeautiful words when you can hear a song right now by Girls Like Kai? That's girlslikekai.com. Check out this song.
Girls Like Kai. You wanna change me, I make butt jokes and make dollar. She can make look, not get sucked in for the all holler. Say me be a toy, say you be a toddler. You wanna change me, I make butt jokes and make dollar. She can make look, not get sucked in for the all holler. Girls Like Kai. Keep me nice and obey, don't make a scene. If you freaky, we could take those off. It's not that I can't get freedom, it's more like I ain't been treated. More I raised them expectations. Boys fall short in the list, they meet them just once. Get love like rum to a lifelong bum on my tongue. I wanna feel fucked like pulse of a dumping trunk. I'm not staying too long, got lines all down the block. And I'm feeding off the freedom, seeing freaky people rock. Too much yellow, not so gold. Too young fellow, he can't hold. Heart like rose, I won't come. Banging on doors to make you run. Just get serious with real life. Don't be sneering, it's real high heights. Get me paid, get me raised. If you deserve it, I give you the life.
Which is all cause focus. So see for so test one like a bins. Them are all tour boss, them was me. Them can be me anything away for me. Wish you could give me. I just for that. No for them naga, I'm a bam no my young, but I choke me a chat. Me can do the walk, I'ma do the talk. Mem chat no more that make for bar. We'll get rude like shit after dark. Them are all cash, I'ma tell them for park. Oh, network goes so single I post some also the party and big jerky. My team stars or my team deal with see will call me Miss Nate.
You wanna change me, I make butt jokes and make dollar. She can make look, no not get sucked in for the all holler. Some of that toy, I see that toller. You wanna change me, I make butt jokes and make dollar. She can make look, no not get sucked in for the all holler. Some of that toy.
Let's go back to the show. So, Deepu, what do you think of this whole public private thing? Where are you at right now with it? I don't want to spoil your next week hosting the show, but tell me what's up.
It's a delicate balance. There's no completely easy way to handle all of it. Like, you're gonna have crossover.
I want to be very deeper-ish right now. Sort of put your feet to the fire. If you're online, if you have gone online without checking the responsibility of seeing who can access your web presence, that's your fault. It's a perceived creepiness that I just see lists of names. Like, Facebook suggests names for me, and so I click yes. If there's a list of name, I click request friend. That's it. It's a perceived creepiness. This is a fake world of creepiness where you've decided on, I'm scared. Ooh, what are you doing inside this comment section? There's not even anything I can spy on. It's just you commenting like, yeah, nice. Like, what the fuck? You commented on it. You're the one. Even if you like something, you have to realize.
Okay,
that,
Mike, at least let me answer. Like, I like to
please
keep...
answer.
You keep yelling. All right, so I like to keep separate worlds, but it gets really hard to manage all of that up to a certain point. Like, I did that all on Facebook for a while, And then, but like, I still wanted to tweet, and then I had people who I didn't want to see my tweets have the ability to see my tweets anyway, because I can't, like you said, it's 3% of, or 0.5% of people you actually, like, you know, you don't care what anyone else thinks, but, you know, you just let it slide. That's what happens. You just start letting it slide.
As I've said on the show before, mm-hmm. as I've said before, I do everything in the public forum as if a million people are watching. That's why we don't use copyrighted songs like other people do. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, me and Deepu keep the show super original. We haven't lifted anyone else's idea. We try to keep our stuff fresh. There's, and you know, we don't even talk about that if we're going to, you know, there's times where me and Deepu debate how we, you know, we're being very candid about this. I don't know if this is lifting the curtain, but we debate, is this a good thing to post? Is this how we should post? We care, you know, you say that you don't do this, Deepu, but we carefully figure out what we're doing a lot of the times.
Absolutely. And like, when I make a mistake, I call you and say, hey, like, get me out of a jam here.
Yeah.
I need an excuse to justify what I just said.
A good time. I guess I would be like the Illuminati, right? Or the Crusaders. Again, I'm not aligning myself with the best parts of sainthood, but I come down with my mighty sword of Saint Justice and help him out.
All right. I knew I had to say something there, and I just didn't. The only thing I had in the tank was like, well, you are very saintly, Mike, and I didn't feel like saying it.
Well, because it's, you know, it's true. I mean, I post on shit, like, I'm looking at right now my list, because I'm at my desk, of, like, the places I post. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot. I think if you're doing this to, if you have a, that's the thing. Most people don't have a goal. And so there's these arbitrary, and we're going to deal with, there's a lot of great questions. You all, our audience, we love you. What should we call them? Our hellions? No. Facebook demons?
Facebook demons. For now. At least today, we can call them the Facebook demons.
I love Facebook demons.
But before we get into your questions, I just want to make the, explain what happened this past week to me in terms of, like, you know, cross-contamination of the worlds, you know, my public realm, and then my family realm, which I try
to keep
apart.
You can do that. We're not going into the questions. I was just saying, you all sent very interesting opinions in terms of, nobody really knows what they want out of Facebook, because this is, despite it being around for 10 years, still very new, and still very, there is no right way to do it.
And the etiquette is like constantly changing. Constantly.
Yes. Even this idea that Facebook will do anything to you if you send friend requests to people you don't know personally. They won't. They will do nothing.
All right. So what happened was...
So tell us about... You had a cross-contamination between personal life and I don't have any of that.
Right.
My parents are the best key grips I've ever had.
So I got a call... I was talking to my cousin, right? My cousin, he's younger than me by... You know, he's like in fucking high school right now. And I asked him, oh, why weren't you at Thanksgiving? And he said, well, you said it sucked, which I said on another podcast I was on. All right, I said that Thanksgiving, at least the food, wasn't that great, right?
You said it on our show.
I might have said it on this show. I've definitely said it on different shows. I was only saying the truth. But, you know, that doesn't mean, A, I didn't want to be at Thanksgiving.
You also said you have an annual rant about how your Indian Thanksgiving is the worst.
Well, yeah, only I'm only talking about the food in that respect. Like,
yeah.
Family
I know.
Time is great. Family time is great. Love the family.
Are you gonna be okay with me like
probing,
saying stuff about your cousin after I hear the story? Because it is my episode, so
no.
You can
say whatever you have to say, man. Because what I'm gonna say is gonna allow it. So
oh, don't worry, you've already allowed it.
Yeah, this is. Like, in case he listens to this, like, he has to understand that I'm not going to let his opinions or... Because what he was trying to do is he was trying to use something I said in this realm, this very public realm, against me. And that's... And if he thinks for a second that's going to...
I'm dying over here. Your cousin's a fucking moron. Why would you... Like, obviously, the point... Of going to Thanksgiving has nothing to do with food. Like, the idea that he could have gotten a better tasting meal that day is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard, Deepu.
But I think he was misquoting me as I was saying that the whole thing just sucked, which it didn't. But the point is,
it's not
the
a
point
chic
is,
restaurant in the West Village.
Right. The point is, he's picking apart my words, snipping
it's
off
not
context.
Very hard.
He's taking me out of context. This is like he's like my Billy. Well, you don't get references, so. So I look at me on podcasts as me being on stage, all right? It's not going to be like, sometimes I'll hyperbolize elements of my life for the sake of comedy. I would say that once or twice I've done that on this show.
This is getting so deep, though, Deepu. The idea that you need to answer for this, yet that he can't be that bright. I mean, honestly, I'm sure he's smart in other ways.
Yeah.
But the holidays literally called Thanksgiving. How did you not figure out that it's not about food? I don't know what the logic is there. Like, he might have just used it as an excuse.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
But it sounded more like he was doing drugs and didn't want to show up.
No, maybe. Can't
that's
we
one of the few
let's,
reasons.
Let's postulate that. Anyway, so... Yeah.
This is your stage time. Yeah, but yeah, I think anything I do... I don't see it that way. I think that's even more irresponsible. Anything I do in public, like, mm-hmm. I just don't inject... what I think there will be consequences of in my public persona. I don't say it, you know? I just don't. Anything I say, I want to be able to back up on air in front of a billion people. I upgraded it to a billion.
Wow, this show got big quick.
Yeah, it got huge. Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to see how you felt about that. Like, do you ever worry?
That's the worst example I've ever heard is how I feel about it.
Oh, fuck. Well,
it's,
I tried.
It's nothing. It is nothing. You know, I thought you were going to say, like, your cousin read something and then got angry at you, which I always think is more strange when someone doesn't get, like, no, it's a bit, and this is the joke, and, like, I'm saying this so that I can make this point, and then they consider that to be your opinion. That's what I thought you were going to say, but...
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Instead, your cousin is the only person who can, like, benefit from some, like, Hallmark Channel Thanksgiving specials. He literally doesn't understand the meaning of Thanksgiving. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's amazing.
I think the key word you said is excuse. He's making an excuse.
It's an excuse. It's not real. He might just be.
But the fact he's picking apart.
Hey, but either way, thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe and rate Deepu's moron cousin.
Yes.
No, we love you. It's like Don Rickles. I call you a moron because I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an honor that I called you a moron. I don't call many people morons.
No, he's going to cry about that for a couple of weeks.
Well, but I guess he will. He might not get... I'm saying this not
thin
as...
Thin-skinned these millennials.
Moron. Don't you even start with the millennial shit. Honestly, you don't have time on the show for me to yell at you about that. Let's go to a section I have named... very, very pretentiously, letting loose our barbaric yelp. You can't have a caw at every segment.
You're right. I was trying to do a bear, but then habit kicked in.
It happens all the time. So that is a literary reference that I'm very, very proud of, letting loose. What was that? That was your bear?
That was, I'm not sure how that sounded. But.
That was
a bowel movement?
The Mucinex guy. So if you don't know on this show, we felt as though Facebook, that perhaps I, if you heard the premium content, figured out Facebook a little too quickly and was able to climb the ladder a little too fast. So me and Deepu have decided, objectively, we are going to start with a new social media app. It's not new, but a new to us that we're not on and compete in there. Remember, 3,000 to how many friends, Deepa?
1,300.
And remember, I've only had 8 weeks of this. Right? Eight. This is our ninth episode, so nine.
Yeah,
if
no,
you don't include the bonus week.
You should be very proud of yourself.
That's what I'm... So, we're competing on Yelp now. I also, as I'm trying to get 5,000 friends by New Year's on Facebook, I'm also trying to become an elite member of 2016 before the year ends on Yelp. Do you know about elite members, Steven?
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't do any goddamn research. Mm. Yeah, that's the thing, people. Listen, and you know when someone says people at the end of a sentence, they mean it, because only people on talk shows about maternity scares, paternity, maternity is usually pretty locked in. You don't, like, I research this stuff. I figure it out. Elite is a group of people on Facebook that do the best reviews for the year. You have to do a certain amount of reviews, and it's not hard, but you it takes a certain amount of doing. I'm going to get it in the poultry 4 weeks that we have on this app before the end of the new year. So I wrote a review, and I love that we're reading them. Unless I say unquote, if Deepu, if you want to ask questions during it,
mm-hmm.
go ahead. But I'm just going to read this verbatim as I have reviewed the Bear Burger in Montclair, New Jersey.
Cool.
Ever since mudfish climbed from the inky depths of prehistoric Earth, creatures have dreamed of food. Perhaps on land, there are slugs with pastrami on them, thinks the lunged fish as it forages on in search of that pastrami slug. Mayhaps we can all dream of being a praying mantis female who has the privilege of eating her mate during coitus, the perfect meal and perfect relationship. Nay, should not all meals be compared to these idealistic evolutionary dreams that cause a species to grow and change and adapt to greatness? I don't eat meat. The salads are great. Big portions, huge cups of coffee. We here at Go to Hell podcast, the premier podcast reviewing restaurants, will not only highly rate this eatery on air, but we are giving it 5 dead mantises, our highest rating. Criticisms, : sodas on display like beer, kind of glorifying booze without giving me any. All caps. Keep dreaming, Homo sapiens. Keep searching for your own pastrami slug and enjoy this food as well. And then I took a picture of their cup of coffee.
Out of all the things you ordered, you took a picture of the coffee.
Because I like the coffee. It was big coffee. I'm into big coffee. I don't like people having to come over all the time. I like big cups of water. They leave water pitchers at the table. I like that kind of stuff.
How many stars did you give it? The 5. 5?
Five.
You give it a 5? All right.
5. There's something good in every... Unless it's horrible, I'm not going to give something a 3-star. I don't want to have, you know, a 3 or a 1-star experience.
Well, this was a hell of a review. I ended quicker than I thought it would. I was ready for the long haul, dude. Like, I was ready for, like, Charles Darwin's biography, chapter 8. You know?
Oh, it's going to get crazy. I also, after this, started like picking out quotes that I wanted to start all of my reviews with. I just think like it's a really – the idea. Oh, how many friends do you have on Yelp?
Just you.
I got 3.
Okay. All right. Well, I can catch up to that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, so Yelp has this elite program, and like I think we're getting to the end of the show here, so I think we're going to introduce our next week letters to the Predators. What do you think? Do you want to do that this week or save it till your week?
Well, you want to do one for this week and then...
You want me to just preview it?
Yeah, let's do a preview.
So people can talk about it?
Yeah.
Nah, you know what? It's kind of long. No, we'll do it. I'll wrap this part up. As far like I really want to talk about like the implications of Yelp. Because it is like a big driver of business. It's incorporated into Google, like Facebook, but it has more priority. Like, I think it's one of the most important social media apps out there. And I don't think people know that there's a social media element to it. And I think maybe the people that are complaining about Facebook, I think what I'm going to start to try and get people to do is to consider, instead of just leaving social media entirely, because clearly they enjoy some aspect of it, I think there's some people that got to migrate to Yelp. I mean, Yelp is genuinely...
Are you starting your own cult on Yelp?
Well, I've been accused of starting a cult on the show before. Maybe that's our sanctum is Yelp. Like, I think that it influences local businesses. It's very important. Like, it shows on maps, the ratings. Like, it's if you think that being on Facebook is like piddling around doing nothing... I do feel like Yelp is for you.
Yelp gives you a purpose.
You can go out there. That's what I'm saying is I think people don't know what to do on Facebook, and then they get very angry about what they have to do.
It's just like, no one's taking my stuff. Am I beautiful? I guess I'll jump off a bridge.
You're getting, You're getting into too many different issues. Oh, I don't have next week's loaded. But I will say this, in terms of to close the show off, our last little shout out on the show, because I didn't point this out. Heather Amos, when I asked people about what they didn't like to submit to the show, a lot of great stuff. And in regards to all these things, Heather put it better than we did about not liking Facebook. When I asked, what don't you like about Facebook? She replied, complaining about what other people do on Facebook. You might not like it, but unfollowing, scrolling past, and hiding from your feed, or even unfriending or blocking are options. And that's what I mean with these grown people that were writing Lizzie being like, who is this person? Like, these people that shit themselves because someone friend requested. It's not like this on other social media options. Like, I think people are a little bit, suggestible when it comes to Facebook because, like, they feel this need to be on there. Like, if you don't like it, it's just... Yeah, get rid of that person. What's the deal? It's internet content. If you don't like it, get rid of it from your feed. I don't get it. I think Heather put it better than us. Why? And that's what I want to... This isn't our letters to the Predators, but I wanted to inject Heather's comment here because I don't think it fits into a letters to the Predators. It's not a specific issue. But, like, this idea that people... I want it to be a through line through this saga. Like... Why are you... Just fix it. Just fix it. Like, it's not creepy that I liked all your friends. It's not an issue that someone friended you. It's called social media. I don't know what you thought was going to happen. Why not just ask? Why not just not say yes to my friend request? Or just... Like, this idea that this is an unexpected thing of me sending you a friend request, it has to have happened before. People are embarrassed is what it is. I think people don't, and this is me conjecturing now. I think people like don't want to look stupid. They don't want to be like, oh, I can't believe I didn't remember this person's name. I forget people's names all the goddamn time. I just ask.
Right.
I don't like just ask. Stop looking dumb. You can look dumb and just ask what's going on. No one thinks the guy who thinks he's smart is ever smart.
Well, I think what people need is, like, a big, like, lesson, like, a big tutorial on, like, how to protect your shit, because it's not easy to figure out. You know, you go into Facebook, you go to settings, and then, like, all you have to go, like, advanced settings, all these weird toggles. Do you want people to like your stuff? Do you want people to...
I'm going to get more deep-ish. I have zero sympathy. The idea of the internet, the idea of people being connected is not foreign to you when you signed up.
No. Do you not have to teach people how to use computers ever? Like... People are fucking oblivious to, like, so many...
I do. And those people, if they were to ask me, how do I get on Facebook, I would explain to them all of the ramifications of being on social media. I would not say, oh, yeah, just get on there, and then there's all this personal information, and you have to consent to them reading your emails, and you can't block cookies. Yeah, just get on there. Just get on there. Because, you know, there's... Read the user agreements.
It's just like putting a child on the horse and just slapping the horse on the ass, just sending him into the out west.
Yeah, no, yeah. Here's what it is. Is that
go
instead
child.
Of like being like, oh, my child shouldn't be on a horse. He knows nothing about horses. It's instead this reverse weird thing where people are like, here's a horse. It's super dangerous. Be careful. Like, that's nothing.
And it's free.
It's free. It's a free horse. Oh, it's a free horse. Even I could. No, I would say I hate horses. That's another. Mike's given all his hot takes this episode.
Would you not take a free horse?
No. Horses are so scary. Like,
dude, they're horrifying.
Bigger dogs, like, not in terms of I don't think they're going to attack me. Like, I'm not afraid of dogs, but, like, it's a massive amount of animal. All right, we're getting to the end here. We cannot talk about my horse opinions. Hey, Deepu.
Yeah.
I want you to do something. What I'd like you to do is to go into your kitchen, take out two slices of bread, clarify some butter, spread them on, and then go to hell, you goddamn piece of shit.
Go to hell, Mike.
Hit me with a Fire Fan. We need one for the end.
Oh, check out Fire Fan, the app, available wherever apps can be downloaded. Play with us this weekend in our league. Go to firefan.com.
No.
Just get the app and use promo code Haley, right?
H-A-L-E-Y.
That's right. And play with us this weekend. See you there.